Hello everyone, welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, and with me as always is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the Macanudo Inspirado Black Robusto. Cigar is 4 7/8 by 48 in ring gauge, and the cigar comes out of the General Cigar Dominicana factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is broadleaf, the binder is Ecuadorian Sumatra, and the filler is from Nicaragua. Price point is $6.99, and the cigar was released in July of 2017. So with that out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
Pre-light experience was good. I thought that in terms of the wrapper look, very thick, hearty Maduro wrapper shade. Let me rephrase. The visual appearance of the cigar, not so great.
Yeah.
Within the cigar, it's kind of lumpy. So you roll around a table, it's kind of got a little like bumpy tires or something. But tight seams, there's a major protruding vein that's popping out. Head finish off with a thick triple cap. I'm not typically the type to comment much on like the band look and all that kind of stuff, but I really like this band. That silver and that black thing going on, it had this like monochrome kind of a thing going. And it contrasted against that like dark chocolate brown wrapper really well. So kudos to that. In terms of the nosy experience and the pre-light experience, that's where the cigar really shined, in my opinion. Wrapper smell, the barnyard, flower, cedar, foot, really nice big dose of like a really jammy dry plums, cedar, white pepper, cold draw, cedar, that same jam, plum, and like a lip tingling white pepper spice. So overall, not so good at looking of a cigar, and a good, nosing experience created a good pre-light.
Yeah, not much different in regards to the appearance. Aroma, I got a sweet raisin and slight barnyard funkiness from that wrapper. Foot was like a light raisin sweetness, and I got a little bit of like an ammonia kind of pungency. It may not have been ammonia, but it was kind of like it gave that kind of similar type of reaction. And the pre-light draw was just a little bit of a slight raisin sweetness to it. So flavor-wise, kind of take us through your flavor profile.
First third, pretty tasty, straightforward profile, starting with the baker's chocolate, airy, soft cedar note, intermittent stew fruits, spice, really came in the retrohale of the cigar in a form of like a raw cedar and deeper stew fruits. Finished medium in length, giving me bread, soft cedar, strength of body, consistent medium. Second, third, still holds the same core flavors of the baker's chocolate and stew fruits, but the cedar note became more distinct, so kind of increased in a fullness of flavors. Retro gives the same raw cedar, unfortunately loses out on that stew fruit note, but picks up a baker's chocolate note. Finish continued to be medium length, now mainly with a soft cedar note. Strength and body still holding on to that medium side. The last third, for the most part, replica of that second third. I mean, core notes, still very baker's chocolate strong, stew fruit, cedar. But within the retro, it became kind of harsh, and it brought out like a bitter charred note to it. So I typically don't experience this. Typically, if the mouth draw flavors are not so good, I could pick up better notes on the retro, but kind of went the opposite way for me on this one. Finish still soft cedar note, the body still medium.
Yeah, for me, the cigar started off with like a wooden light earthiness to it, and then a little bit in, I got a bit of a charcoal note that kind of joined the profile, which was, it was interestingly enjoyable. It wasn't like I was just like licking a piece of charcoal, so that was it was good. Retrohale, kind of slightly creamy wood. At an inch in, that profile became primarily chalky with some hints of wood in the background. And as the third came to a close, it was like a mellow mix of chalkiness and wood, while the retrohale was kind of a slightly spicy cedar. And strength was like mild medium in that first third. Getting in the second third, that chalkiness faded back some, revealing a little bit of a slightly creamy wood note. At quarter inch in, a little bit of black pepper showed up to mix with the creamy wood and the slight chalkiness. And then at 3/4 inch in, a little bit of earthiness joined in, while that chalkiness was just kind of a faint note in the finish. Retrohale, kind of primarily an earthy note now. And as the third came to a close, a little bit of mustiness joined that mix of creamy wood and earthiness. And the strength had bumped up to a little bit just to be slightly below medium. Getting in the final third, mustiness was really ramping up to kind of move to the front of the profile, while the creamy wood and the pepper were in the background. And as the third progressed, that body increased, and the smoke was like really chewy and the kind of with that musty and creamy wood note in it. At an inch in, things began to heat up, which kind of enhanced that musty note. And everything else kind of remained the same. And that's how the cigar finished out for me. And strength had bumped up again to be just slightly above medium. In regards to performance for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
I rated the burn very good and draw good. So within the burn, ash is pretty tight, one inch self-tap increments. Burn was cool until the middle of that final third where there was a significant heat up. In terms of the draw, it was good. I mean, I thought that it was a little bit tighter, and it kind of required for me to do like harder pulls, which perhaps may have contributed to that overheated aspect of it on the last third. So, but overall, I mean, no huge complaints, I guess, but not the best of construction.
Yeah, the burn was very good. It was pretty sharp most of the way. There were a few moments of unevenness. Ash held on for each third, so, you know, kind of slightly over an inch and a half. So that was pretty nice. In regards to the draw, fairly snug the entire way. It wasn't enough to diminish the flavors, but definitely was something that was kind of in the front of my mind during the smoking experience. So I was, you know, kind of recognizing that I had to make those harder pulls, kind of similar to what you're talking about. But I didn't feel like, and maybe it did have an effect in that final third where it kind of, you know, began to heat up a little bit. But, you know, I've had cigars that have had perfect draws that still kind of heat up in that final inch. So it's, I'm not going to really say it did or didn't. So overall, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
Overall, I liked the cigar. I thought the flavor profile was very direct. I guess a synonym for that is linear. It was a good tasting broadleaf cigar, and the flavors that it gave me, that straightforward aspect of it was kind of what I expected. So I liked it overall. The draw could have been worked on, and I gotta say, in general, within, you know, especially a brand like Macanudo, who so many people associate it with the milder side of cigars, like traditional mild, like really freaking mild for this day and age, I guess. I like General's shift in that bolder marketing, you know, giving that black silver monochrome kind of a look to it. And I think that's a win, especially knowing that most, especially Americans, are shifting towards, you know, liking the bolder, heavier stuff.
Yeah, the middle third of this cigar was kind of the star for me. You know, all the components kind of came together then and, you know, made a nice flavor profile. I wish I had a better draw, but performance was, you know, burn performance was really good, so that was a plus. Price point on the cigar is really nice, so definitely something that people could can try and see if it's a cigar that they might want to buy in bulk. I mean, it's not going to break the bank if you want to buy a bunch of these things. It's a cigar, you know, I'd have no problem smoking this thing, you know, smoking more of it. I'm just not sure it's going to be something I'm going to like crave and want to like, go out of my way to get my hands on. So it would be nice to smoke if I have some, but it's probably not going to, you know, I'm not super crazy about it where I need to go, you know, track a bunch of them down. So getting the scores, I give it a 5.70. You give it a 6.42. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
Pretty good. I mean, good tasting profile, decent draw, good burn, good, great price. So that's a score. No deal with that.
Yeah, mine matches up well. I mean, it was, I gave the second third a good in flavor, but the rest of it was average, and it was average overall. So, you know, some pretty good construction. So that's kind of just, that matches up. It's a, you know, slightly above average cigar. So yeah, that matches up fine. Any other final thoughts from you on this cigar?
There's two other ones in this Macanudo line, right? Was it this one or was it Partagas?
Yeah, this one. There's the white and then the orange.
Oh, okay. So I'll see what that's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, so the orange has been released previously, and this is actually a re-release of the black. The black was released previously, but this is a new for this year release and a reblend of the original. So,
Like what they did with that Cohiba Macassar.
Yeah, so the way that the orange and the black were is one was for retail, you know, B&Ms only, and one was for online only. But I think now this is supposed to kind of make it where it's, you know, they're just basically available everywhere. So
nice.
All right, so if you're just catching this now, we'll actually be doing a contest for the whole week after this review goes up. So be sure to check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com, and find out how to enter for your chance to win some of these cigars. But also, if you're just catching this on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. And check us out on the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+. You can also catch our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.